9% of all Americans suffer from SAD, seasonal affective disorder, a serious mood change for the worse that comes around with fall and especially winter and the reduced daylight and sunlight hours. How do you know if you're suffering from SAD? Well, symptoms include insomnia, difficulty getting up in the morning, lack of energy through the day, can't concentrate, don't really want to meet with people, feel a bit anxious, rather pessimistic, usually quite a lot of overeating as well, especially of carbohydrates. Many Christians suffer from this too. They're not exempt from SAD. But what are the causes of it? Well, three things contribute to this. Disruption of our body clock, our circadian rhythm, our internal body clock that's really determined by sunlight, and when it's reduced, our body clock is all confused. Also, reduced melatonin levels, the natural hormone that also contributes to our body clock and our moods. And thirdly, and probably most significantly, reduced serotonin levels caused by lack of sunlight. That too has a significant effect on our moods. Well, what are the cures? Well, I was talking to a Christian psychologist recently, and he spoke of the three pills that he always prescribes to people with SAD and other mood disorders. What are these three pills? Well, he said, first of all, a good diet. Secondly, good sleep. And thirdly, good exercise. And that really jives with the advice that Pastor Al Martin used to give to young pastors. I remember my first months of ministry, my first pastoral charge, listening to the lectures that he gave to students. And he told of how often about 6 months after men began ministry, they would phone him and say, "Pastor Martin, I can't pray, I can't preach, I can't read my Bible, I can't sleep, I feel miserable, maybe I'm not called to the ministry." And he would say, "Okay, here are my three pieces of advice. Number one, take a day off every week. Number two, spend some time with your wife. And number three, break sweat, vigorous exercise, three times a week." The young pastors would usually say, "But Pastor Martin, I'm far too busy. There are souls to be saved, there are souls to be evangelized, and I can't do these things." He would say, "Well, you asked me for advice, you take it, and if it doesn't work, phone me back in 6 months' time." He says he's still waiting for a phone call back from any of these young men. There are also three spiritual pills that we can take. 1 John chapter 1, verse 7. "If we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin." Three pills there. Walking in the light, as he is in the light. Sometimes, in the winter, we lose our spiritual discipline. We start wasting time and things like surfing the internet, watching films, television. We lose our discipline. We're no longer walking in the light. And therefore, walk in the light as he is in the light. Get back to spiritual discipline. Stay close to the Lord. That brings a light into our lives. Secondly, we have fellowship one with another. I know in the winter it's easy just to close the door and shut everyone else out, but Christian fellowship warms the soul and also lightens our mood. And lastly, we must keep coming day by day to the wonderful gospel of Jesus Christ and his blood that cleanses us from all sin. Keep coming back to that and rejoicing in the blood that makes us whiter than snow.